Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1918. Surviving the Holidays with a Chronic Illness by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, always with permission from the authors. And on Fridays, that's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in to oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Listening to and responding to your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show, so thank you in advance for doing that. Now, today is all about surviving the holidays with a chronic illness, and I can absolutely relate to this. Having been diagnosed with a chronic disease at 19, I've had many a holiday season where I've had to deal with my chronic illness. So let's hear Melanie's experiences with this as we get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. Surviving the Holidays with a Chronic Illness by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. I don't know about you, but the last few weeks have been particularly crazy and stressful for me. I'm really sensitive to the energies around me, and the frenzy of the holidays is everywhere. Needless to say, I've had to up my self-care game just to counteract the stress that seems to go hand in hand with this time of year. Just taking a routine trip to the grocery store has become a lesson in boundaries, pacing, and lots of deep breathing. During the holiday season, those of us with chronic conditions like chronic illness or chronic pain are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, we want so badly to get out and participate in the festivities like parties, outings, family events, and on the other hand, we want to withdraw in order to save our energy and prevent a flare-up. We might use up all our spoons on one Christmas party and pay for it for days afterwards, but if we don't go, we run the risk of being perceived as grumpy or antisocial, only furthering our usual sense of isolation. So what are we supposed to do? Well, while I can't map out the ideal plan for you, I can give you a few handy ideas. Keep these things in mind when you're feeling the holiday pressure. 1. Always have a predetermined game plan. This is especially true if you have a partner, spouse, or other supportive traveling buddy. If you are attending a social event, or even just braving the shopping mall, talk about your strategy ahead of time. If it's just you, set a reasonable time limit for yourself or other landmarks to tell you when it's time to pack up and head home. Be sure to include things like time frames, socially acceptable exit strategies, and what to do or say in the event that your illness becomes a topic of conversation. Being well prepared can save you a lot of stress and can make outings a tad less scary. 2. Pack an emergency kit. Most of us chronically ill peeps know the value of coming prepared. We're like the Boy Scouts, except with less dirt. Because nobody knows your needs like you do, take a few minutes to brainstorm and gather up a few essentials that you can carry with you. For example, my chronic fatigue syndrome emergency kit includes a fresh water bottle, which is an absolute must for those with postural tachycardia syndrome, Kleenex, an essential oil rollerball, ibuprofen, mints or gum, high-protein snacks like nuts or jerky, extra vitamins and medications, herbal tea bags, and a few other goodies. Find a nice bag that you like and that can fit in your backpack or your purse and carry this stuff with you always. It calms my nerves just knowing it's there, just in case. 3. Cut yourself some slack. Some of my favorite things to do are cook, make gifts, and be Martha Stewart in general. But the holidays take that to a whole new and often unattainable level, leaving too many of us struggling to keep up with the demands that we place on ourselves. I get the feeling of not wanting to disappoint people or wanting to go out of your way to do something nice, but you have to set boundaries for yourself in order to avoid burnout. Don't try to do it all. If you have friends or family that can help, let them. And don't say yes to too many things this season. It's perfectly okay to show up to a gathering with a store-bought treat or give easy things like gift cards. It's also totally okay to stay home in your pajamas watching Netflix. Just saying. 4. Look for joy in the little things. Too often, we get caught up in the frenzy of the holidays and forget to tap into the quiet joy and wisdom of this time of year. Sure, there can be joy and happiness in parties and gifts and special outings, but there can be just as much in the little everyday things. Practice a bit more mindfulness this season and start paying attention to the beauty of every day, the gently falling snow outside your window, the feeling of a warm mug in your hands, a surprise kind text from a friend. These moments are worth just as much in the end. When you let go of the stress and anticipation of traditional holiday happenings, you might be surprised at how much joy you can find in the little things. No extra effort required. And 5, expand your self-care routine. Hopefully, you'll already have an established set of things that you do regularly to take care of yourself. The holidays are the perfect invitation to improve on your self-care, to banish those winter blues, to restore your energy, to reduce stress, and to give your body a little extra help. If you usually practice hatha or vinyasa yoga, try to incorporate a few restorative or mini yoga practices each week. If you can afford it, make an appointment to see a massage therapist or other body worker. Try to set aside time every single day that is devoted to you and your health. Use this time to meditate, color, stretch, play with your pets, or some other nourishing activity with no interruptions. And of course, try to resist the urge to throw your healthy diet out the window. This is the time of year your body needs those fresh veggies the most. The holiday season can be a wonderful time to reflect on our blessings, to connect with loved ones, and spread good cheer. Luckily, there are ways to experience all of those things without sacrificing our health. You just listened to the post titled Surviving the Holidays with a Chronic Illness by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As a person that suffers with a chronic illness myself, I can relate to the stresses of the holidays. It is my favorite time of year, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come without some stressors. Now, when I get stressed, I tend to flare up too. And so I appreciate Melanie talking about this, especially for those of us with chronic diseases already. And I really liked tip number 3, where she talks about cutting yourself some slack and expanding your self-care routine, which was tip number 5. Because here's what happens. I really liked how Melanie used the example of just going to the grocery store and around this time of year, how stressful that can be. You may only need one or two items, but it can take you over an hour just to get in and out of there. And when it comes to self-care and getting in all those nutritious foods that you so badly need, well, that can be really tricky this time of year. Not only is there an abundance of not-so-nutritious foods lying around, probably some leftover Halloween candy, not to mention any cookies and other desserts that people are giving you, plus the high-carb, high-fat meals that are served around this time, and you may find that your willpower is shot. And the reason for that may be because of all these other little stressors that you're having to deal with on a daily basis around this time of year, like grocery shopping or shopping for gifts for others, dealing with the parking lot at the mall, taking care of those last-minute things at work before you break for the holidays. All of these things start to wear down our willpower. By the end of the day, after dealing with all of this stuff, you may realize you have no willpower left to cook a healthy, nutritious meal or to exercise, and that's perfectly normal. I'm the same way. We're just human. That's how it goes. So if you can plan in advance a little bit of that self-care, if you can give yourself some of that slack and know that your willpower probably won't be at its max right now, then you might just be able to ease some of that stress this holiday season. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. And don't forget, I'll be back in just a second with a bonus episode. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.